October 24th, 2015 holds a special place in Coy Detmer Jr.'s heart. It was the first and only time he entered a BYU football game as a quarterback.
When I was running on the field, you know, the fans are going crazy. I'm like, oh, man, this is sweet. But, I mean, it's just a great place to play, you know what I mean? In that stadium, it's awesome. It's a different feeling, you know?
Coy steps in, pulls it down, throws it, complete.
The fans kept cheering because he played well.
Coy will throw. Has a man open. Trey Dye on the scene.
Coy Sr., a former NFL QB, found out his son was playing and hurried to turn on the TV.
It was funny. After the game, my dad was like, oh, hey, like, how was it, blah, blah. So it was a good reaction.
Detmer smiled as he recalled the 70-6 blowout win over Wagner. And he doesn't seem to care that his chances of getting any meaningful playing time this season are pretty slim.
I'm loving where I am right now. You know what I mean? If I'm scout team and I'm helping the defense out, then I'm doing whatever I can to make them better.
Coy is the shortest and skinniest gunslinger of the group.
I am smaller, so I mean, that you can't change anything about that.
But he's not afraid to take a hit, even if it looks like other guys could break him in half.
You find ways to not just get hit.
All the hits and practice time are not wasted on Detmer. He walked on to BYU's team to prove he could play big-time football and to achieve the ultimate goal of becoming a college football coach.
Anything Ty's saying, any of these coaches are saying, you know, I'm just trying to soak it all in. I just want to know everything so that then 5-6 years later down the road here, I can go coach somewhere.
His famous Uncle Ty, his dad, and his grandfather have all coached. With that kind of a pedigree, he could have played anywhere, but the Cougar connection proved to be too strong.
The network's crazy.
Coy realizes his famous last name will only get him so far, and Ty doesn't baby him at all.
I'd rather him be harder on me, because then I know, like, I'm not doing something right.
So Detmer Jr. continues to work hard and learn from the other guys around him, because he never knows when it will be his turn to command the Cougars. He was the last QB flinging darts all over the practice field the same day Taysom Hill was announced as the starter. With that type of work ethic, he could become the Detmer in the future.
Back, stays on his feet.
Leon Wall, KSL News Radio.